Brave Enough by Angela Dolly, based on a true story. With his dad far away, Luke needed extra courage. Pray, he is there. Speak, he is listening. You are his child. His love now surrounds you. He hears your prayer. Children's Songbook, page 12. Luke looked out his bedroom window and thought about Dad. Dad was in the army and had been gone for months. Luke missed him every day. He wondered when Dad would be able to come home. Then he remembered the talk he was supposed to give in primary on Sunday. His stomach did a gigantic flip-flop, and it felt like he had swallowed a bag of rocks. He didn't want to be nervous, but he was. If Dad were here, he could help. At bedtime, Mom came in his room to say goodnight. "Love you forever," she said.
"Mom,"
Luke said,
"I wish Dad could help me with my talk, but he's too far away. I wish I could be brave like him."
Mom sat next to Luke and pulled the covers around him. "I know," she said. "I wish he could be here with us too, but he has a really important job to do right now, and when he's done, he'll come home. He loves us very much. Do you remember what he always tells us?"
"With a prayer, Heavenly Father is always there,"
Luke said. "That's right," Mom said.
"Can we say a prayer?"
Luke asked. "Sure," Mom said. "Would you like to say it?" Luke got out of bed and knelt down. He thanked Heavenly Father for prayer and asked him to protect Dad. Then he asked Heavenly Father to help him with his primary talk and to help him be brave enough to give it. When he got back in bed, Luke felt better. He knew he didn't have to be nervous anymore. He was glad he knew how to pray to Heavenly Father. He gave Mom a big hug.
"I know Heavenly Father will help me be brave when I give him my talk on Sunday,"
Luke said. "Brave like Dad?" Mom asked.
"Brave enough."
Luke smiled, and Mom smiled back.
Sidebar. One night, there was a tornado in our area, and the sirens were going off. My dad was with us, but my mom was out of town, so she couldn't comfort us. My sisters and I were afraid. I said, "We should say a prayer." When we finished the prayer, the storm had calmed and the sirens stopped. I knew God had protected us. We said another prayer, thanking Heavenly Father. I know that when we pray, the Lord will bless us. Allison O., age 9, Iowa, USA.
End of the story. Brave Enough by Angela Dolly. Read by Kristen Hawkins.